Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook, and this is the episode for Thursday, January 4th. A tough loss in South Beach, but hey, you need to follow Locked On Pistons and myself on Twitter. Follow me at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. The Locked On Pistons Twitter feed as well, aptly named Locked On Pistons. And also, we got a Facebook page now. I converted my journalist page to a Facebook page for the show. So go to Facebook and search Locked On Pistons-MattShook, and you'll find us right there. So give us a like there as well. Also, I had already had a bunch of fans jump onto the site. So we've got over 700 fans now. Good place to interact with people in the comments section of the links for the stories and the podcasts that I put up as well. So we're going to be running down the loss to the Miami Heat on Wednesday night and talking about the forgotten Piston that needs to step it up and get on the court somehow. And also we're going to tell you what story you need to read this week and a look around the league as the big story is going on over in Boston right now. But bull season is here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for payout? Sign up at MyBookie.ag today and get paid fast when you win. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs, and you can even deposit using Bitcoin. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting the bowl games, you got to go to MyBookie.ag, the only site that I would recommend. They have odds on every matchup as well as in-game live betting on all the season's NFL and bowl games. Big playoff matchups coming up this weekend in the NFL as well. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. If you're going to bet, the only place to do it is at MyBookie. Now, Pistons lost on Wednesday night in South Beach, chilly South Beach. And I know Detroit fans don't want to hear anything about chilly, as the definition of chilly is a little bit different in Florida, but it was not a beach vacation for those guys down in South Florida this week. But the Pistons lost 111-104 to the Miami Heat, falling to 20-16 on the season. And just like that, the Pistons are now just a half game ahead of the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference standings. They're fifth right now, and really only about 2.5 games in the playoffs, as Philadelphia, who's the first team out at 18-19, who the Pistons will play on Friday night, by the way, in the city of brotherly love, they are the only team that's the first team that's out of the playoffs, and so the Pistons are only 2.5 games in the playoffs right now as we speak. But the big news for the Pistons was that Andre Drummond was held out of the game with a rib contusion. A surprise, as it only broke about an hour or so before the game, that he would be doubtful. And then Stan Van Gundy confirmed that he would not be playing as tip-off neared. Van Gundy said that Drummond, after the game, by the way, he said he got bumped during practice leading up to the game. And the coach said that Drummond has not been told by a doctor that he can't play, so it's a quote-unquote pain tolerance issue right now. So it sounds as if Drummond might be back very soon, possibly on Friday against Philadelphia, but we'll have to wait and see on that. But as far as the game, Miami shot 51% from the field, knocked down 17 three-pointers. They ran guys off screens just like Stan Van Gundy and every listener of Locked On Pistons and every Piston fan knew they would do, and the Pistons had no answer. Ironically, this was kind of the type of game that the Pistons could have really used Drummond most, because he was disruptive around the three-point line on the pick and roll, and they didn't have that. In the Free Press article by Vince Ellis, Avery Bradley, after the game, called Drummond the best pick-and-roll defender in the NBA. I don't know about that. I haven't watched a lot of the other big men that are asked to do a lot on the pick-and-roll, but certainly a guy like Boban and Eric Moreland are not equipped to handle the defensive assignment that Drummond is able to do a lot better than the average big man these days. Offensively, Tobias Harris had 19 points to lead the way for the Pistons. Reggie Bullock, another strong game with 17 points, knocking it down from long range as well. Boban, in his first start with the Pistons, and all those productive games that he had at the end of last year, he never did start, so that was his first start with the Pistons. He had 15 points and 9 rebounds, showed everything that you would expect from Boban, flashes of offensive dominance at time with that 7'3", wingspan, or that 7'3" height, and then a longer wingspan as well. And then just the inability to do things defensively that are being asked of him, whether it's stepping out on smaller players and containing them with the dribble, or doing anything to stop the three-point barrage that was going on by Miami. It's just a lot to ask of the big man from Serbia, and he's just not capable of doing it at this point, and probably never will be. But that's our backup center that we're paying a lot of money to right now. Avery Bradley, in his first game back for missing seven with the groin injury, he was rusty and had 15 points in his return after seven games out. Like I mentioned, he was 4-for-17 from the field, I believe, or something like that. I don't have the box score for me right now. He did make a big three late, and it might have, maybe even should have been called a four-point play, as he might have gotten nudged on it. But he also missed two big threes late badly, including one with 24 seconds left that pretty much sealed the loss for the Pistons. As I mentioned, the Pistons will be heading to Philly on Friday. We will see if Joel Embiid will be playing for the 76ers right before Wednesday night's game against the San Antonio Spurs. He was pretty much declared doubtful, and he was expected not to play, but then he overruled the team doctors with his hand injury and played very well and helped the Philadelphia 76ers to a big win against the depleted San Antonio Spurs, who were doing a classic Greg Popovich, sit everyone and on a back-to-back and just see how it goes. But the Pistons, after Friday night's game in Philadelphia, will be playing a tough back-to-back on Saturday night back at home at Little Caesars Arena against the Houston Rockets, who will be without James Harden, though, so a little bit easier than you might have expected for that one. Then going on the road for three more, I believe actually four more in total, but then a long stretch of about 14 of 18 back at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. So, like we said, this is a season that has gone in peaks and valleys, and we're looking at probably one of the valleys here, especially with Reggie Jackson out, with Stanley Johnson continuing to be out. He didn't play again for the second straight game, and we'll see about Andre Drummond going forward, but a tough stretch. And then going into New Orleans to start the next week will be a tough one too. But then you got Brooklyn and Chicago on the road, and then, like I said, a bunch of home games coming up shortly after that. But we're going to be talking about the forgotten Piston, and as they're going through this tough stretch, how they need him to step up and get on the court as soon as he possibly can. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want men in that coveted age group of 18 to 44, this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes!
A little bit later on today, we're going to tell you about the story that you need to read this week as an NBA fan. But if you are a Lions fan, you need to be listening to Locked On Lions, the daily podcast put on by Matt Derry. You know Diesel. He was on WDFN and all sorts of other Detroit sports radio networks, all the shuffling that they did over the years. But Diesel's been a constant on Detroit sports radio. He's given daily podcasts on the Detroit Lions as the Leos are looking for their new head coach this month, and we'll have all the updates on the Locked On Network about that. So check out Matt Derry with Locked On Lions. Give him a subscription, give him a rating, all that good stuff. Follow on the social media. He's at Derry Speaks on Twitter as well. But with Reggie Jackson and the Pistons out, at least until the All-Star break, with that badly sprained ankle, and possibly longer than that, this might be the most crucial stretch of basketball for the point guard position this season for the Pistons. Ish Smith is the obvious option as starter, and he'll hopefully continue to play his own game, as written by James Edwards III of The Athletic in this morning. And Dwight Bikes has done a pretty good job playing so far in the reserve role. We'll see over the next few games if he can maintain that level and maybe give Pistons fans a little bit of pause before going to the trade machine and looking for pie-in-the-sky options to replace the Reggie Jackson's production over these next few weeks. But where is Langston Galloway? He's the forgotten Piston. The Pistons in the offseason gave him $7 million for each of the next three seasons. Right at the start of free agency, they jumped right on him, and he's been a non-factor in too many games where his presence seems to be needed. He had a DNP, did not play coach's decision on Wednesday night in the loss against the Miami Heat. He came into the Pistons this offseason as an option of backup, as backup point guard. Well, with Reggie Jackson in, that time is now. I thought he'd played some nice minutes in a backup point guard role in a recent road win against Atlanta, but he hasn't gotten much run at the one since then. And, of course, Atlanta not really an NBA team right now, so maybe you can't judge too much from that. But the Pistons have been missing some offense with certain lineup combinations so far without Reggie Jackson. And that's where Langston's three-point shooting could come up big in addition to his veteran presence on defense. This DNP that he got with backcourt players like Jackson and wing like Stanley Johnson out as well, it stands out like a sore thumb. And it feels like maybe a message from the coach Stan Van Gundy is being sent. And it's obviously an opposite message from the one that executive Stan Van Gundy sent out when he pounced on him right away in free agency to give him $21 million on July 1st. This three-point shooting so far this year and the minutes that he has played for the Pistons off the bench is right around his career average of right under 37%, but his minutes are the lowest of his career. He's at 14.7 minutes per game right now, and they really need to get some value out of him. You look at guys like Boban Marjanovic, John Luer, and even before his injury this year, and now Galloway. That's just a lot of free agent money that's locked into spots that are not a lot of production and not a lot of reliability for Stan Van Gundy off the bench. Stan Van Gundy's free agent prowess is just killing this franchise in terms of flexibility right now. Trading for a stopgap backup point guard with Reggie Jackson out, or maybe picking up another backup center, which would help this team vastly right now, are pretty much impossibilities because of the cap and the roster situation that the front office has created. For all the good trades they've made over these last couple of years, free agency has obviously been something that Stan Van Gundy has struggled at. And another reason that you might want to think about Stan Van Gundy stepping down as president or maybe taking away his president responsibilities of the team, and it might be an option, especially if the second half goes in a negative way for the Pistons, as it appears it might be, especially with the injury to Reggie Jackson and the unsustainable three-point shooting that was happening early in the season by Tobias Harris, Langston Galloway, and others. You could easily see how this team's a little bit fragile right now, and we'll see how things shake down over these next couple months. But I think Stan Van Gundy has definitely earned the right to coach through his fifth season next year, the last year of his contract that he signed with the franchise, but maybe elevating Jeff Bauer to ultimately in charge of the front office, or even keeping Pat Garrity around by promoting him or something. Garrity, the former Magic player who's in the Pistons front office, is someone who's been sought after by other NBA teams when they have open GM positions. Maybe that place is right here in Detroit for Garrity to get his hands dirty right away. But that might be the change that the Pistons need to make going forward, especially if things keep going negatively going forward for the Pistons this year. But we're going to tell you about the article that you need to read this week if you are an NBA fan, here next on Locked On Pistons. So the story that you need to read this week if you are an NBA fan is on ESPN.com. It's written by Jackie McCallum, the famous Boston sports writer. She got inside the Kyrie Irving departure from Cleveland in the story, which is titled Beyond Kyrie Irving's Controversial Departure from Cleveland and What He Hopes to Find in Boston. Like it or not, the Boston-Cleveland matchup will probably be the Eastern Conference Finals, and obviously it will be something talked about throughout the playoffs. One of the big narratives that you're going to be inundated with come May and June, and to get prepared for that, you should kind of read about the chapter of the summer and know about exactly what went on there. The article features a scene setter from last year at practice between Kyrie and Cavaliers coach Tyronn Lue, a glimpse into Kyrie's past and the decision that he made in high school that gives insight in his decision to leave Cleveland and demand the trade. And speaking of that summer demanding of a trade or whatever happened there, Jackie McCallum gave a pretty good timeline of what actually went down over the summer with him requesting the trade. Cavs owner Dan Gilbert is involved, and Detroit fans are very familiar with Dan, and he comes off badly, which is not a surprise with most of his dealings as far as being an owner in the NBA and a big figure, mostly in a negative way, in the NBA circles over these last several years. But LeBron, Isaiah Thomas, Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, these are all the names that you need to know about and study about if you're going to be following the Eastern Conference and the NBA playoffs a little bit later. And then, of course, we'll know all about the Houston and Golden State matchup as that figures to probably be the Western Conference Finals as well. Although, you can't discount San Antonio if they can get everyone back and healthy and get rolling somewhat come playoff time too. But speaking of playoffs, the Pistons need to get together and need to have a nice weekend with Philadelphia on the road and then Houston at home before three more big home game. I'm sorry, road games after that next week as well. So a big stretch coming up for the Pistons. But if you've got a feeling on those games or maybe some college football bowl games, maybe the NFL playoffs, you need to go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA for up to a 50% matching bonus for that one. And we're going to be here on Locked On Pistons looking ahead to those weekend games with Philadelphia and Houston to wrap up the week in Friday's podcast. But you should follow us on the Locked On NBA Network Twitter handle as well at Locked On NBA Net. And you should be listening to Locked On Pistons, spreading the word, rate us on iTunes, follow all the social media channels, including our new Facebook page at LockedOnPistons.MattShook as well. But thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you again soon.